请我们一起祷告。
And let's pray together before we begin.
亲爱的主，谢谢你提醒我们这是世上的光。
Dear Lord, we thank you for your reminder that you're light of this world.
我们需要你去改变我们，以知道我们可以做出好的行为。
And we ask you to transform us so that we may produce good deeds.
愿意我们的改变就从我们对你的认识开始。
We just pray that our transformation begins with you as a starting point.
愿意今天的经文让我们更明白救恩的意义。
And may today's verses help us better understand the meaning of salvation.
听我们祷告奉耶稣基督的名求。
And thank you for listening to our prayer praying Jesus' name.
Amen.马太福音呢，这21章开始就是耶稣进入耶路撒冷。
The Gospel book of Matthew chapter 21 started with Jesus entering the city of Jerusalem.
这一次他是最后一次你不是最后一次了，但是就距离他钉十字架前呢只有一个礼拜。
And this is one week before he was to be crucified.
在这次进入耶路撒冷的时候呢，他宣布他就是天国的王。
And as he entered into the city of Jerusalem, he declared that he is the king of the kingdom of heaven.
那么这个事情呢，引来了宗教领袖的攻击。
And this this proclamation began or started attacks by the religious leaders.
那么呢，这个攻击的第一条题目呢，开始的时候，这些法利赛人就问耶稣：“你仗着什么权柄做这些事？”
And the first order of attack by these religious leaders on Jesus was by them asking Jesus, "By what authority are you doing these things?"
这条题目的背后的意思，其实就是问耶稣：“你以为你自己是谁？”
And the implication of this question, basically is challenging, Jesus, who he thinks he is.
那全个故事最后，耶稣反问这些宗教领袖一条问题。
And at the very end of the story, Jesus countered, a question back to the religious leaders.
问他们，你们对基督的看法是怎么样?
And asking them, what do you think about the Messiah?
那耶稣就是基督。
Jesus is Christ.
所以耶稣的意思就是你以为我是谁呢？
So what Jesus meant with that question was, who do you think I am?
耶稣基督是谁？是全个基督教的一个根基。
Exactly who Jesus is a foundational question to the religion of Christianity.
一个人怎么回答这个问题决定他能够上天堂还是下地狱。
How a person answers this question can determine whether he goes to heaven or he goes to hell.
一个宗派怎么回答这条问题决定他是正统的还是一个异端。
And how a religious denomination answers this question determines whether it's orthodox or heretic.
今天的经文呢，其实涉及很多纪要真理的问纪要的真理。
And today's verses actually involved a great deal of basic doctrines.
比方说呢，好像三位一体的问题啊。
For example, like the God of Trinity.
圣经末世的问题。
And like inspired scripture.
这些呢都在这个经文里面。
These are all within these verses.
但是呢，今天呢，我们要集中的去思考的一个真理呢，就是耶稣基督神人二性的这个真理。
And however, the doctrine that I want us to focus on today to think about is Jesus' hypostatic union.
那这个真理跟我们所得救有什么关系呢？
And what does this doctrine have to do with our salvation?
所以呢，我们看这段经文之前呢，我们又回到这个经文的背景。
And before we look at these verses, we will go to its background first.
其实耶稣呢已经经过了法利赛人呢，就是这些宗教领袖三次的拷问。
And at this point, Jesus had already gone through these Pharisee, the religious leaders, testing three different times.
最后耶稣才问他们，就是你们对基督的看法，怎么样？他是谁的子孙呢？
Only at the very end of these testings by Pharisee religious leaders, Jesus asked them, what do you think about the Messiah? Whose son do you think whose son is he?
那如果我们要了解耶稣这条问题的时候，你就要了解基督是什么。
In order to understand answers to these questions, you must understand what Christ is.
那基督 这个字我们常常用啊，我们叫自己是基督徒，我们所相信的是基督教。
And the word Christ is used quite often. We refer ourselves as Christians, and we talk about the religion that we have our faith in is Christianity.
但是基督是什么意思呢？
But what does Christ mean?
那其实基督这个字的意思呢，就是受膏者。
The meaning of Christ is the anointed one.
在希伯来的音呢，它就是弥赛亚。
In the transliteration of the word anointed one in Hebrew is Messiah.
那么希腊文的语音的就是基督。
The transliteration of the anointed one in Greek is Christ.
所以呢，当你听到弥赛亚，其实你就知道，其实就是也是指到基督，是同一个东西来的。
So if you hear the word Messiah, it's also referring to, it also means Christ. They mean the same thing.
在旧约里面呢，就是你，他们会高立的一个人的。
And it is referring to a person that's anointed in the Old Testament.
他们把油倒在这个人的头上。
And they will pour oil on the head of this person.
在圣经里面有三类人，他会给人高利的，就是君王、先知，还有就是知识。
And there are three kinds of people that would be anointed in the Old Testament, and there are the kings, the prophets, and the priests.
那受膏者本来是我们说是一个称号。
The anointed one was used as a title.
但是后来却变成好像一个专有的名词。
And later on, it was used as a proper name.
其实呢，就变成了救世主的一个这个意思。
And later on, it became, it carried the meaning of savior of the world.
如果你看约翰福音的时候，耶稣跟这个撒玛利亚妇人去谈话的时候，你就了解。
And if you look at the Gospel book of John,And looking at the story when about Jesus talking to the Samaritan woman,
这里呢讲到弥赛亚就是基督。
And here it talked about that Messiah is Christ.
后来呢，他又讲到，只是他就把基督的意思呢写出来，就是救世主的意思。
And later on, the meaning of Christ is spelled out literally as the Savior of the world.
所以基督就是救世主。
So Christ is Savior of the world.
这个撒玛利亚妇人呢，他谈到他们一直等到这个救世主的来临。
And the Samaritan woman talked about how they had been waiting for the arrival of the Savior of the world.
那么这个又是意味什么事呢？
And what does that mean?
那如果你看圣经的时候，你就了解，其实当神创造亚当夏娃以后呢，人类就犯罪了。
And when you read the Bible, you understand that, that after God had created Adam and Eve, man, then sinned.
那么神就预言将来有一个咒诅会打败这个魔鬼的。
God, then foretold at the time that there will be a savior of the world that would defeat, the devil.
那么呢，随着圣经的启示越来越多的时候呢，有关这个咒诅的预言就越来越指示了。
And the prophecy regarding the savior of the world became more revealed in greater details as the Bible progressed.
比方说, 圣经说他是一个女人的后裔啊。
For example, the scripture talked about the savior of the world being descendant of a woman.
他是亚伯拉罕的后裔。
Also a descendant of Abraham.
是雅各的后裔。
A descendant of Jacob.
是属于犹大支派的。
And belongs to the family of Judah.
也讲到了他是耶稣的这个家属里面出来。
And also comes from the family of Jesse.
耶稣就是大卫王的爸爸。
And Jesse is the father of King David.
那么圣经里面告诉我们这个救世主这个基督来这个世界的时候他有什么工作的呢?
And what did the Bible tell us regarding the work of Christ when he comes to this world?
那你从他的名字你知道他是救世主的时候当年他就来要拯救这个世界了。As
his name would suggest, that being a savior of the world, of course, when he comes to this world, he will come and save this world.
以赛亚书11章是其中一章呢, 很详细地讲到这个基督的。
The 11th chapter of the book of Isaiah is one where it detailed the work of Christ.
他讲到了基督会用一个王,君王的身份来到。
And talked about, it talked about Jesus will come with the identity of a king.
第一节里面讲到从耶稣的本发必发一条,这个就是讲到基督。
And so the first verse talked about the shoot will come up from the stump of Jesse, and that is referring to Christ.
那么基督拯救的工作呢,包括呢,在三到第四节,他会用公义审判这个世界。
So the Christ's work involves, talked about in verses 3 and 4, that would involve judging the world in righteousness.
还有呢,第六到第九节里面讲到呢,这个世界,大自然的世界呢,会恢复和谐的。
And verses 6 through 9 will talk about how the nature world will be restored into harmony.
你看呢,这个动物跟动物之间,包括人类跟动物之间呢,都是很和平的相处。
Not only between animals, but also between men and animals, all things would coexist peacefully.
所以在将来在天国里面，你带你的鸳鸯去动物园，你不怕给老虎吃掉啊？So
later on, when you visit, when you are in heaven and you visit the zoo with your mother-in-law, you don't have to be worried about being devoured by the tigers.
但是呢，最后面他提到就是。 将来的这个基督会带领以色列复国。
And at the very end, it talked about how Christ will lead the restoration of the nation of Israel.
基督不单只会恢复这个世界的就是这个赦罪这个orders。
Not only Christ would restore the worldly order.
还有呢,他会把人呢,从魔鬼的手里面拯救出来。
But he would also redeem mankind from the grasp of the devil.
那么这个拯救的方法就是把人从罪里面赎出来。
And the way of this salvation is by redemption of man from their sins.
这个在以赛亚书第53章里面呢,有记载有关基督的预言。
And in the book of Isaiah chapter 53, it talked about some of the it talked about the prophecies of Christ Jesus.
那你看见呢,基督在这一章里面呢,他就不是一个君王的身份哦,他是一个祭物的一个身份。
And then in this chapter of Isaiah, Christ is no longer described as a king, but instead he's described as a sacrifice.
第六节讲到了,我们都如羊走迷,个人偏行己路, 耶和华使我们众人的罪孽都归在他身上。
And verse 6 talked about we all like sheep have gone astray, and each of us has turned to our own way, and the Lord has laid on him the iniquity of us all.
第十节讲他耶和华却定义将他压伤使他受痛苦，耶和华以他为赎罪祭。有许多人因是我们的我的义不得称为义，并且他要担当他们的罪孽。
And verse 10 talked about, yet it was the Lord's will to crush him and cause him to suffer. And though the Lord makes his life an offering for sin, by his knowledge, my righteous servant will justify many, and he will bear the iniquities.
你看见呢，基督以君王的身份重整这个世界。
And you can see that Christ restores the world as a king.
但是呢，他以一个祭物的身份把人从罪里面赎出来。
However, as a sacrifice, he redeems mankind from their sins.
在旧约里面有关基督这个他的工作，其实有很多不同的预言。
And actually, there are many prophecies regarding Christ's work in the Old Testament.
但是耶稣年代的犹太人呢，其实他们一直盼望，就是注重在这个基督君王的身份，希望他复兴以色列国。
And however, Jewish people at the time of Jesus' first ministry on earth focused much more on his identity as the Messiah's identity as a king because their hope or emphasis on restoration of the nation of Israel.
那当耶稣问基督是谁的子孙的时候呢，法利赛人立刻就知道，就想到他是大卫的子孙。
So when Jesus asked these people, whose son is he? The Jewish people knew right away that he's the son of David.
那么大卫就引用诗篇110篇问这些宗教领袖。
Then Jesus referenced the book of Psalms chapter 110 to ask these religious leaders.
43节说，怎样大卫被圣灵感动，怎么还称他为主，说主对我主说，你坐在我的右边，等我把你的仇敌放在你的脚下。
So he said to them, how is it then that David, speaking by the Spirit, calls him Lord? For he says, the Lord said to my Lord, sit at my right hand until I put your enemies under your feet.
你看见呢，耶稣特别强调大卫写这个诗篇的时候呢，是被圣灵感动的。
So you can see from this that Jesus emphasized the fact that when David wrote these scriptures, he was speaking by the Spirit.
这个是我们相信呢，圣经是神的话的原因。
And this is a reason why we believe the Bible is words from God.
因为呢，是圣灵感动人，把神的话写下来。
It is due to the fact that men are filled by the Spirit when they write these words of God.
我们称这个是神的默示。
And we call these God's verbal inspiration.
圣灵保证每一个字在圣经上面都是正确。
The Holy Spirit guarantees that every word in the Bible is correct.
那自然呢，耶稣有这样子的信心，也是当时的宗教领袖有这个信心，就是只要圣经是不会出错的时候。
And that's why Jesus himself, along with the religious leaders actually at the time, all have the confidence that the scriptures are inerrant.
那么耶稣就问他们45节，大卫自称为称他为主，他怎么又是大卫的子孙呢？
And that's why Jesus asked these religious leaders with verse 45 that if then David calls him Lord, how can he be his son?
那按我们伦理来说，大卫是 基督的祖先，所以他的位置应该是比基督大。
So according to our family traditions, since David is an ancestor to Jesus Christ, that he should be greater than Jesus.
那么为什么大卫会称基督是他的主呢？
Then why would David referring Christ as his Lord?
所以当时这些法利赛人只是就是不能回答耶稣的问题啊。
And at that point, the Pharisees were not able to answer Jesus' question.
那法利赛人不能回答的原因，因为他们没有三位一体这个观念。
And the reason the Pharisees were not able to answer Jesus' question was because they did not have the concept of God of Trinity.
他只有独一的真神的这个观念。
They only had the concept of one and only true God.
他知道基督呢是大卫的儿子，子孙。
And they know that Jesus is descendant of David.
那么基督就是百分之百的是一个人类了。
And therefore Jesus is 100% man.
但是耶稣用诗篇110篇来指出，基督不可能只是一个人。
But Jesus used Psalm 110 to point out that it is not possible for Christ to be man alone.
如果大卫王称基督为他的主的时候，
If King David called Christ to be his Lord,
这句话就暗示基督其实比起大卫王出现的更早啊。
And that sentence implies that Christ had appeared before King David.
其实如果我们回想我们刚刚讲到基督要做的工作的时候，你就会了解基督不可能只是一个人。
Now, if we think back to Christ's work that we talked about earlier, you will understand that it is not possible for Christ to be a man only.
除非他是神，要不然他做不出他要做的事情。
He would not be able to accomplish the things that he had accomplished unless he was a God.
所以在圣经里面其实有很多经文去证明呢，基督是就是特别我们知道其实耶稣就是基督，耶稣基督呢是神人二性的。
And there are actually many verses in the Bible to show that that Jesus, who is Christ, is in hypostatic union.
那神人二性这个字你不会在圣经里面找到。
You will not find this phrase, hypostatic union, in the Bible.
但是这个观念却在圣经里面你可以找到。
However, you can find this concept in the Bible.
包括我们今天耶稣所引用的诗篇110篇。
And including the verses that's referenced by Jesus from the book of Psalm 110.
那有关神人二性的事情呢，有我们先来了解它的定义。
And let's first understand the definition of a hypostatic union.
有五个东西，如果你记得的时候，你就明白这个观念了。
And there are five points that that can help you understand this concept if you memorize them.
那第一个观念很简单，就是耶稣有两个本性，他是神也是人。
And the first point is quite simple, that Christ has two natures. He's God, and he's also man.
耶稣是一个人呢，其实很简单，你可以从圣经里面找出来。
And to say that, that Christ is a man, is quite obvious because you can see it in many places in the Bible.
他是玛利亚所生的。
He was born of Mary.
他跟我们一样呢，在圣经里面呢，记载他经历这些喜怒哀乐。
And just like us, he experienced a wide range of emotions as recorded by the Bible.
他也会跟我们每一个人一样，他会觉得饥饿，他会觉得口渴。
And just like every one of us, he would experience hunger and he would experience thirst.
那我们刚刚所讲的这些都是人性的一个表现。
And all the things we described just now are display of humanity.
耶稣基督的神性也是很明显的。
Jesus Christ's divine nature is also quite obvious.
因为他做了一些事情，只有神才能做。
Because he did certain things that can only be accomplished by God.
比方说，福音书记载耶稣赶鬼。
The various books of the various gospel books recorded that Jesus drove out demons.
证明耶稣好像神一样呢，有能力胜过魔鬼。
And this proved that Jesus, just like God, has the ability to be victorious over the devil.
耶稣所行的神迹，好像水变走，化解那五饼二鱼的神迹。
And many miracles performed by Jesus, like changing water to wine, and also the five bread and two fish.
这个是证明耶稣好像神一样呢，有这个创造的能力。
And these showed that Jesus, just like God, has ability to create.
耶稣能够在水面上面行走，他能够平静风和海。
And Jesus can walk on waters, and he can calm the wind and the ocean, the sea.
证明耶稣有胜过大自然的能力。
And these prove that Jesus has ability to overcome the power of nature.
还有耶稣有赦罪的能力。
And Jesus also has ability to forgive sins.
他有预知未来的能力。
He has ability to foretell the future.
还有耶稣能够叫死人复活。
And he can also resurrect the dead.
证明他有赐人生命的能力。
And these show that he has ability to give life.
这些事情只有神能才能做。
These are all things that can only be accomplished by God.
所以呢，耶稣基督的神性也是很明显。
And that's why Jesus Christ's divine nature is also quite obvious.
第二点呢，就是讲到呢，耶稣是完全的神，完全的人。
The second point talks about that Jesus is complete God, and he's also a full man.
那你知道基督教里面有很多异端，其实就是在这一点里面出现问题。
You know that there are many heretic teachings within Christianity, and this is the exact point where they went wrong.
好像摩门教啊，耶和华见证人会，只相信呢耶稣是一个有部分神性的一个人。
And just like the Mormons and the people from Jehovah Witness, that they only believe Jesus is a partial God.
但是圣经里面很明显讲到了，耶稣有百分之百的神性。
But the scriptures have told us clearly that Jesus has 100% divine nature.
希伯来书一章第三节讲到了，他就是耶稣基督哈，是上帝荣耀所发的光辉，是上帝本体的真相。
And the book of Hebrews chapter 1 verse 3 talks about Jesus, talk about him which is Jesus, that the Son is the radiance of God's glory and the exact representation of his being.
本体的真相的意思就是一个完全一样的副本。
The exact representation of his being, meaning that this is an exact copy.
哥罗西书的第二章第九节里面讲到，因为上帝本性一切丰盛都有形有体地住在基督里面。
And Colossians chapter 2 verse 9 says that for in Christ all the fullness of the deity lives in bodily form.
所以这句话的意思就是所有父神所有的特性都在耶稣基督里面找到。
So what this verse means that all the attributes from God the Father can be found in Christ Jesus.
但是呢，圣经呢，称耶稣是神的儿子嘛。
And the Bible refers Christ Jesus as the Son of God.
所以我们有的时候有些人就误解这句话的意思。
And sometimes people can misunderstand the meaning behind that phrase.
比方说摩门教相信呢耶稣是父神跟玛利亚所生的一个儿子。
And so, Mormons believe that, that Jesus, was born, from the union of, God the Father and Mary.
所以耶稣是生在父神后面的。
So that Jesus was born, after God the Father.
耶和华见证人会解释耶稣是一个被造的一个小的神。
And Jehovah Witness, talks about Jesus as, a lesser God, that was created.
那他们的解释肯定是错误。
And their explanation for sure is, wrong.
因为呢哥罗西书里面很明显讲到父神所有的一切的他的本性呢你都可以在耶稣基督里面找到。
Because the verse from Colossians clearly states that all the attributes, from God the Father can be found in Jesus.
那么父神其中有一个特性就是他是自由拥有的嘛。
And there's one particular attribute, of God the Father is, self-existent.
所以耶稣也是自由拥有的。
So Jesus is also self-existent.
所以当圣经讲到耶稣是神的儿子的时候犹太人是怎么理解的
So when Jesus, talked about Christ being the Son of God, what was, Jewish people's understanding?
如果你看约翰福音的时候你就知道犹太人听到这句话的他们的了解是怎么样。
And from the Gospel book of John, you can see, the Jewish people's, understanding.
五章十八节讲到了所以犹太人越发想杀他就是耶稣因为他不但犯了安息日并且称上帝为他的父将自己和上帝当作平等。
The book of John, chapter 5 verse 18 says that for this reason, they tried all the more to kill him, him being Jesus. Not only was he breaking the Sabbath, but he was, even calling God his own father, making himself equal with God.
所以犹太人当听到耶稣说我是耶稣说我是神的儿子的时候他们不是想到耶稣是父神所生的他不是想到这个问题。
So when the Jewish people heard Jesus saying that, proclaiming that he is the Son of God, they did not have the understanding, the thinking that he was born of, God the Father.
他是想到耶稣简直讲是讲到他与父神是同等的。
Their understanding was that, when they heard this, was that, Jesus was telling was proclaiming that he's equal with God the Father.
为什么这句话神的儿子是表示耶稣是跟父神是同等
Why does this phrase, the Son of God, symbolizes equality with God the Father?
因为父跟子是有同一类的生命。
Because Father and Son, have the same kind of, life.
那如果我爸爸是一个人，那么我就是一个人了。
If my father is a human being, then I'm a human being.
如果我爸爸是一条狗，那么我就是一条狗了。
And I would be a dog if my father were a dog.
所以当圣经讲到耶稣是神的儿子，是讲到神，耶稣是有神拣子的这一类的生命。
So when, the Bible talks about, Jesus being the Son of God,It's saying that Jesus had the same kind of, life as Father, God the Father.
圣经不但只告诉我们呢耶稣是完全的神。
The scriptures, not only tells us that, that Jesus is 100% God.
耶稣也是完全的人。
But he is, also, of 100% man.
换句话说耶稣有身体灵魂跟我们一样。
What that means is, just like us, he has a body and soul.
你知道耶稣跟我们唯一的一个分别是什么？
Do you know what the only difference is, between Jesus and us?
有没有人想到
啊？ Anybody, can think of it?
对啊，就是耶稣是没有罪性的。
That's right, it's because, Jesus has no sin.
但是你要记得哦，神创造人的时候本来就没有罪性的。
But you need to understand that, mankind also had no sin when they were first created by God.
所以耶稣的确是一个完全的人。
So Jesus indeed is 100% man.
第三点有关神人二性的，我们要记得呢，就是呢，讲到耶稣的神性跟他的人性是分开的，没有混在一起。
And the third point we need to understand is that that Jesus' divine nature are not mixed together with the human nature.
第四点呢，就讲到呢，耶稣只有一个。
And the fourth point is talking about that there's only when it comes to Jesus, it's only one person.
这句话的意思就是，耶稣虽然是有两个本性，但是耶稣仍然是一个人呢、啊，一个不是两个耶稣。
So even though Christ has two natures, but the Christ being is only one person. There are no two separate Christs.
那如果耶稣是两个 ，OK， 好像我们说两个位格在一个身体上面呢？那么就好像这个患了神经病的这些多重人格病的人一样。
So if we say that there are two persons of Christ in one bodily form, then we're basically saying that this being has an issue with a multiple personality disorder.
或者耶稣好像一个被鬼附的一个人一样。
Or we may be saying that that Jesus is like a person possessed by a demon.
最后一点呢，就是呢，任何事情发生在耶稣其中一个本身上，就是发生在全个耶稣上。
And the last point is that whatever happens to one nature of the two, it's happening to the entire person.
那这一点为什么重要呢？就是他解释了耶稣为什么可以死在十字架上。
And why this point is important? Because this point can help us explain or understand and how Jesus can be crucified on the cross.
原因就是如果耶稣是一个完全的神的时候，自由拥有的神是不可能死的吗？
Now if Jesus, since Jesus is 100% God, and God is self-existent,then he cannot die.
但是因为耶稣有拥有100%的人性的时候，他的人的人性是可以死的。
But because Jesus also possessed 100% human nature, then that human nature can be deceased.
那么耶稣的人性死，也就是代表耶稣基督死。
The death of the human nature of Jesus Christ then represents the death of Jesus.
那么我们最后要问一个问题，那么耶稣神人二性跟我们，特别跟我们得救有什么关系呢？
And then finally we need to ask a question, what does Christ Jesus hypostatic union have to do with our salvation?
简单来说，这个咒诅如果不是神人二性的时候，他咒不了我们人类。
Speaking quite simplistically, that if the Savior of the world is not in hypostatic union, then he cannot save the mankind.
这个咒诅，首先这个咒诅必须要是一个完全的神。
First of all, the Savior needs to be 100% God.
因为只有神能够达到律法的标准。
Because only God can fulfill the law's standard.
我们人类最大的问题就是我们全世界全历史里面没有一个人能够达到律法的标准。
The biggest issue with mankind is that there's never anyone from the beginning of human history can fulfill the law's requirements.
但是耶稣说，我来不是要废掉，乃是要成全律法。
But Jesus said that for him to come is not to abolish, but to fulfill the law.
耶稣能够完成律法的要求，就是因为他是神。
And the reason Jesus can fulfill the law's requirements is because he's God.
第二点就是只有神才能胜过死亡。
And the second point is that only God can be triumphant over death.
圣经讲到我们人人都有一死。
And the Bible talked about that every one of us is destined to die.
但是我们的神却是一个 永在的神。
However, our God is an everlasting God.
因为他有能力胜过死亡。
Because he has the ability to be triumphant over death.
只有一个完全的神才能有这个能力去咒人脱离死亡。
And only a complete God has the ability to save man from death.
但是如果耶稣只是一个完全的神的时候，他仍然不能咒我们。
But Jesus would not be able to save us after all if he were only 100% God.
他必须要是一个完全的人。
He also needs to be 100% man.
因为只有人才能代替另外一个人死嘛。
Because only man can die in a substitutional way for another man.
我们已经讲过，神是不会死的，所以他不可能代替你死了。
We already talked about that God cannot die, therefore he cannot die for you.
还有代替这个观念就是你要拿同类的东西才能够代替这个就是才能做代替啊。
So the implication of being a substitution means that the two need to be equal in status.
那比方说我们有条法律说杀人偿命。
For example, we have a law saying that the penalty of killing is death.
但是现在有个法官容许呢，你拿一条牛去代替一个死刑的一个犯人。
But however, if for some reason a judge allows a cattle to be killed instead of a prisoner condemned to die.
那么我们如果知道这个事情，你会觉得这个是很不公平呢。
And you would think this is a very unfair instant if we learned about it.
所以虽然耶稣是神，但是他必须要成为一个完全的人，才能够代替人去死在十字架上面。
Even though Christ is a 100% God, but he needs also be 100% man in order to die for man on the cross.
还有呢，就是如果耶稣不是一个完全的人的时候，他不会体谅我们人的处境。
And also, if Jesus were not 100% man, he would not be able to sympathize with mankind.
希伯来书四章十五节讲到，因为我们的大祭司并非不能体恤我们的软弱，他也曾凡是受过试探与我们一样，只是他没有犯罪。
And the book of Hebrews chapter 4 verse 15 says that for we do not have a high priest who is unable to empathize with our weaknesses, but we have one who has been tempted in every way just as we are, yet he died, yet he did not sin.
第三样呢，就是耶稣必须要是一个完全的人才能够成为我们的一个榜样。
And the third point is that Jesus has to be 100% man in order to be a model for us.
我们会说耶稣一定可以做到了，因为他是神。
We may argue that it should be doable for Jesus because he's God.
但是耶稣也是一个完全的人。
But Jesus is also 100% man.
当他能够做到的时候，我们知道我们也能够靠神做到。
And so whatever he can accomplish, we also know that we can accomplish through God.
这个就是彼得前书里面所讲到，你们蒙召原是为此，因为基督为你们受过苦，给你们留下榜样，叫你们跟随他的脚踪行。
And this is what's said in 1 Peter, to this you are called because Christ suffered for you, leaving you an example that you should follow in his steps.
最后就是耶稣必须要是一个完全的人，以致到他可以完成神对人本来的计划。
And lastly, Jesus needs to be 100% man so he can accomplish the original plan that God had for mankind.
你知道当神创造我们人类的时候，他本来要我们干什么的？
Do you know what God wanted us to do when he first created us?
他要我们管理大地。
He wanted us to rule the earth.
但是我们人一直没有完成神这个计划。
But But us mankind had never fulfilled God's original plan.
但是有一天，主耶稣会以人的一个身份回来这个世界。
But one day Jesus will come back as a person.
他从人的立场，他就好像，神完成了神原本的计划。
So as a as a 100% person, then he would be able to fulfill God's original plan.
我们是神的儿女，圣经告诉我们，我们会跟耶稣一同掌权。
We as God's children would reign together with Jesus.
那么神原本对人的计划就完成了。
Then God's original plan for man would have been completed.
耶稣用诗篇110篇里面证明耶稣基督是神人二性的。
Jesus used the book of Psalms chapter 110 to prove that Messiah is in hypostatic union.
那耶稣的目的不是只是堵住这些反对他们的宗教领袖。
The purpose of Jesus saying is not to cause the religious leaders not being able to counterattack.
耶稣是希望人明白了基督是神人二性以后的真理，他们就体验到神对人的爱。
What Jesus is trying to do is to help people understand God's love once they understand the doctrine of hypostatic union.
当你明白神人二性的时候，你就了解神的牺牲是有多么大。
You would then understand how great God's sacrifice is once you understand the doctrine of hypostatic union.
圣经希望我们相信耶稣是完全的人，也是完全的神。
The scriptures want us to know that Jesus is 100% God and 100% man.
因为圣经说，如果人信耶稣是基督，是上帝的儿子，并且叫他们信了他，你们就可以因他的名得生命。
The Bible tells us that these are written so you may believe that Jesus is the Messiah, the Son of God, and that by believing you may have life in His name.
我们最后一同祷告。
And now let's pray together.
亲爱的主耶稣，我们谢谢你。
Dear Lord Jesus, we thank you.
因为虽然你是神，但是你愿意成为一个人来到这个世界。
That even though you are God, you are willing to come to this world as a man.
唯一的目的就是要救我们回到父神的怀里。
And with the only purpose save us and bring us back into the grace of God.
愿意我们每一个人都接受耶稣的救恩。
And may every one of us can receive Christ Jesus' salvation.
愿每一个基督徒愿意效法主耶稣的行为。
May every Christian willing to follow the example of Christ Jesus.
听我们祷告，奉耶稣基督名求。
And thank you for listening to our prayer.